Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up within 15 minutes, we're going to get you qualified for a flyaway to see Marshmallow in Vegas. And just for getting qualified, we'll hook you up with a cool prize. Should this teacher have been fired? I mean, I don't think so. Should she get her job back? I don't know if I'd want it back. Check out this story.
Men can bare their chests without it being questioned or thought twice over, that my upper torso is no more offensive than a man's.
Claims of discrimination tonight from a middle school teacher on Long Island. She says she was fired after her topless selfie went public.
Well, now she's threatening a $3 million lawsuit.
Dang, that's a lot of money.
Lauren Miranda says she has absolutely no idea how a student got a hold of this picture. She said she had texted it to a boyfriend within the South Country Central School District when they were together. That was quite some time ago. She's saying that the school district violated her rights as a woman.
What is wrong with my image? It's my breast, it's my chest, it's my body. It's something that should be celebrated.
25-year-old Lauren Miranda says she has no regrets about taking this topless picture in the privacy of her bedroom a few years ago.
Real quick, I bet she does because she is dealing with this right now. Probably a bit of a regret.
Yeah.
Shouldn't, but probably is.
What does concern her is how the picture was obtained by a student at Bellport Middle School, where Miranda was a math teacher since 2015. She was fired last week. She says the superintendent of the South Country School District told her she could no longer be a role model for the students.
What message is that saying to the girls who have their photos airdropped all over the high school and sent all over? What message are we sending to them? To roll over when your picture gets exposed without your permission or consent?
How about not to take it in the first place? How about that?
So you're shaming
it? Dumb.
What do you mean?
An underage girl? Yes, we should be telling our children not to take naked pictures. That is the stupidest comment that teacher can make. How irresponsible.
No, I disagree with that. Okay, listen, you say that makes sense, though. But you never did anything, Alex, when you were a young girl?
Yes, of course.
Put yourself in a real life situation.
Yes.
And did you do anything?
Did I do anything? What do you mean?
Like, did you send photos or anything? Because I bet a lot of your friends did. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. If I was a dad,
no,
I would destroy every phone.
I did have friends that did, but that's the problem. Like, first of all, what kids
don't
realize...
But should they be shamed, though?
Yes!
No! See that? Oh, my...
Because here's why. Do you understand? Do you understand that even if you are a high school or middle school student, if you're sharing photos of your friends,
porn.
It's child porn.
Yes.
You can be charged. That is a problem. So
you can talk. I'm not saying charging or not, but you don't shame people. Hold on, let this
yes,
finish.
Yes, you say until you're 18, then you can make that decision. But yes, if you are under 18, you do. You tell your kids, this is not what we
833 do. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let me finish this audio. 833-563-2539.
A role model to them.
Miranda wants her job back, or she's planning to sue the school district for $3 million for gender discrimination, saying her rights as a woman have been violated.
Anytime a man has ever exposed his chest, no one has ever commented or had any problem with it whatsoever. But when a woman displays her chest, as happened here, she gets fired from her job.
We spoke with parents of some of the middle school students about what they think.
Whether her intentions were for a student to get it or they weren't, a student did. And you have to be responsible for your actions.
I understand why she would be fired, but it's probably more complicated than just a black and white situation.
Yeah, I would agree with that last. It's way more complicated than just a black or white situation. And with that dad that was talking right there, it kind of disturbed me. He had a daughter in the car, too. And it's like, wait a minute. She didn't send this. Like, we read stories all the time, and you see it on the news, about teachers sending photos and doing even more with their students. That, of course, we all would agree on is wrong. She sent this to her boyfriend as an adult woman, and now she's getting heat for it?
So here's what I think.
Now she's fired?
Here's what I think. She was fully within her rights to take a topless photo, send it to
her boyfriend.
That was obviously not meant to get to students. Unfortunately, somehow it did get leaked to students. Whoever did the leaking or hacking or whatever, I think probably a kid hacked into her iCloud or something like that. That person should be in big trouble, suspended, out of school, suspension, whatever, because that's
criminal
violating
charges for that. That's
criminal
really
charges. It's violating someone's privacy. So that's wrong as well. But it did happen. And the thing is that as a grown adult, you do have the ability, it's okay legally for you to take a naked photo of yourself. But if that photo, however it happens, ends up, if you are a teacher and it ends up in the hands of impressionable students, like the problem is, I don't think she should get her job back at this school. I'm down with her getting a job at a different school. I don't think she should get her job reinstated at this one because the damage is done. Like, the kids will never be able to respect her, look at her the same way. You're dealing with pubescent middle school boys and stuff like that. Like, you're never going to be able to teach. You're never going to get their attention. They're never going to take you seriously. That's what the problem is. That's not her fault. It's unfair what happened to her.
But you're going to punish her, though.
Unfortunately, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, if you're in the workplace and a photo like
that,
I think they can move her. I think, like I said, that kid should be in trouble too. But I just think it's like impossible and just not realistic to think that she should just keep teaching in that same school.
833 Joe Alex, 833-563-2539. To your point about like they'll never have respect for her or they won't pay attention, they're middle school. They're going to be in and out quickly. She was violated. She was an adult. You have every right. Of course, there's consequences.
She might be able to wait till that class has been fully moved out of the building. Like, so let's say they're 6th graders, I don't know what grade it is, but if it's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, maybe she can come back in a couple years and just in the meantime go to a different school. But as long as those kids are still in the same building, there's going to be problems.
Maybe, okay, hypothetically, they do your possible idea, Alex. They didn't do that. They fired her. She is terminated.
Oh, okay.
No now, job
okay,
for
I thought
her.
She was suspended.
No. They fired her, and that's why she's suing now. The angle they're going with is like the lawsuit is saying that, well, if it was like Joe, if I was a teacher, which could you imagine a world where I'm teaching children? That would be scary in itself. That if I had like a shirtless photo, it's like there'd be no big deal if that was going around.
If it was a shirtless photo of you, I would agree.
Photo.
But if it was your crotch, then like as a man, then yeah, you should be fired as well.
Why,
I don't think
though?
You can
that
work
is
there
my
anymore.
Personal thing. Somebody violated my thing. I didn't say, hey, little cute 12-year-old girl, check out my ding dong. That's not what happened. Somebody, this is purposeful. Whether it was a child hacking into her phone, like we suspect maybe, or that maybe the ex, I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
he didn't
knows?
Send it. Like, I don't see why she needs to be punished. I don't understand that. Of course, you got to think now, anything you take on your phone, like if I take a picture right now, I have to suspect somehow, some way it could be taken from me with or without my consent. Unfortunately, because that's the technology that's out there.
Right.
But I just get so pissed saying that she needs to be fired or it's like, well, yeah, but it's her fault. It's like, no, like you should be able to do certain things as an adult. Am I wrong? Maybe do I not know what I'm talking about here? 833-JOE-ALEX. Renee, what do you think? You're on the show.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Alex. And hi, everybody else there.
Good morning. Okay,
hello.
Morning. So I agree partially with Alex and I agree partially with Joe. One, with Joe, no, she should never have been penalized for this because she did this in the privacy of her own home. She said it to her boyfriend at that time. And granted, yeah, there are some people out there that do it. There are some people that don't do it. But, you know, to each his own. If you, whatever you do in your own home is whatever you do in your own home. Now, with Alex, I agree. The kid who did hack into her crap, he should be penalized for that because, who else, whatever else he could hack into is kind of scary for me. But the thing is that for the teacher to make the comment, what are we sending our children, you know, telling them that they can't do this? Well, I'm sorry, but if you are the ages of 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, even all the way to 18, sending pictures like this to other men, you're sending yourself up for being, you know, called names or being called easy or sleazy.
Or ruining your life. It'll ruin your life. Those pictures will always haunt you.
You're setting yourself up also for bullying because what if a guy says, oh, well, you're too fat or your boobs are too small? And then they send those pictures to everybody else. And then all of a sudden it gets on Facebook and everything else. And granted, yes, you have to be precautious with what you send and what you post and everything else because no matter who you are and what your position is in life, whether you're a teacher or a police officer or a judge or whatever, you have to be cautious of what you post and what you send to people because no matter what, there's always somebody out there watching what you're posting.
I agree with you. I think we both agree with you. And if you're a kid listening right now, and I know it's like, okay, old man Joe and Alex, but like, please. Don't send a photo to somebody, like to your boyfriend or girlfriend or any of that stuff, because who knows where it could go, what could happen if they keep it or not. Obviously, like, I think we all agree with that. I just don't think we should have like consequences for these kids, because kids are young and dumb. Listen, if I wasn't a big fatty, I would have been sending wiener pics to a girlfriend all the time. That's what I would have done. But I, you know, my gut was in the way. My point simply being, kids do stupid things. I'm an adult. I do stupid things.